With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The Montana Secretary of State's office says the sponsors of three proposed ballot initiatives can begin gathering signatures to put them before voters in the 2016 election. One of the proposed measures would allow adults to buy, possess, and use marijuana, while the second would outlaw the drug completely, including for medicinal purposes. The third measure would bar the use of animal traps or snares on public lands in the state, with few exceptions. Secretary of State Linda McCullough previously approved for signature gathering a proposed measure that would allow any school employee with a permit to carry a concealed handgun in a school. The anti-trapping, anti-marijuana, and gun proposals are statutory initiatives requiring signatures from just over 24,000 voters. The pro-marijuana measure is a constitutional initiative. That means it needs more than 48,000 signatures. On Monday night, Missoula's City Council takes up a proposed ordinance that would require criminal background checks on nearly all gun sales in the city, including those between private parties. Today, Montana Attorney General Tim Fox said he believes such an ordinance, quote, is prohibited by state law and likely violates our constitutional right to keep and bear arms, unquote. Missoula's city attorney disagrees with Fox. Also today, Montana's Republican representatives in Congress sent Missoula's mayor and city council a letter opposing the ordinance. Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Ryan Zinke said, quote, "We feel obligated on this rare occasion to express our opposition to the misguided ordinance." The pilot who died in a single-engine plane crash yesterday at Missoula's airport has been identified. Patrick Carter, age 52, was from Monroeville, Alabama, and was the husband of the attorney of famed author Harper Lee. The cause of the crash is unknown, and it's under investigation by federal aviation authorities. Fire investigators say a grass fire northwest of Bozeman was caused by a landowner's vehicle, but prosecutors will not file criminal charges. Officials say the fire burned about 13 square miles after it broke out Sunday near Manhattan. The fire is now 100% contained. Forest Service crews will remain in the area today and tomorrow to cool any hot spots left by the blaze. Prosecutors say a man suspected of robbing a Great Falls bank yesterday lived in an apartment across the street and paid his overdue rent with $100 bills. The Great Falls Tribune reports Dwayne Audie Jr. was arrested yesterday after police received a tip that a man matching the bank robber's description had been dropped off at the apartment building. Charging documents say an armed man walked into the First Interstate Bank yesterday and left with about $1,500 in cash. Audie's landlord told Great Falls police that he paid his overdue rent yesterday using $100 bills. Bank employees said Audie used to cash his paychecks there. Prosecutors said he'd been out of work for about a month. Audie was scheduled to make an initial court appearance today. The continuing warm, dry conditions that have already extended the fire season are expected to last through the winter, forecasters say. Gina Loss of the National Weather Service said today that an El Nino system is strengthening, increasing the likelihood of warmer winter temperatures, drier conditions, and possible expansion of the state's drought to central Montana.
Considering that those areas that are in a drought right now are not going to get enough precipitation to really show any improvement, and because of the better chances for below normal precipitation, they're expecting drought development in central and eastern Montana.
Western Montana has experienced drought through much of the year. Harold Gamel of the Northern Rockies Coordination Center says the conditions have extended the fire season.
With the prolonged dry and warm weather that we've had, it's extended our fire season a little bit. With the large fires that we had on the landscape this past summer, we're still doing a lot of mop-up and patrol on those large fires, knowing that without significant precipitation event, those fires are going to be going on for some time.
Gamel and Loss spoke to the governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee today in Helena. Local, state, and federal regulators have delayed their review of a coal export project along the Columbia River near Longview, Washington. The Washington State Department of Ecology said today that a draft environmental impact statement would be out next year, not in November as scheduled. The agency says more time is needed to ensure reliable and accurate data are used. Millennium Bulk Terminals Longview wants to build a facility to handle up to 44 million metric tons of coal a year. The coal would arrive on trains from Montana and Wyoming and be exported by ships to Asia. Washington and Cowlitz County are working on a sweeping review of the project's impacts, while the Army Corps of Engineers is largely focusing on the facility's site. The Alliance for Northwest Jobs and Exports, a trade group that includes coal producers and labor interests, criticized the delay. Project opponents say it's a bad deal for Washington. You can sign up for Montana News podcasts on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.